This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A U.S. military delegation is in Turkey inspecting sites that could be used by American troops in a war against Iraq. Later this month, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, is scheduled to visit Turkey, a NATO member that shares a border with Iraq. The Bush administration sees a major role for Turkey in any war to oust Saddam Hussein, but the government in Ankara has not agreed yet to a major U.S. deployment. Faruk Loğlu, Turkey's ambassador to Washington, says Turkey will wait to hear from the U.N. Security Council before it takes a position.
This is a very difficult decision for Turkey. On the one hand, you have your friend, your ally, and your strategic partner in the United States, a country with which you have already put in the books a lot of cooperation and joint work on Iraq. And on the other, you have the fact that Turkey is a country with a predominantly Muslim population, a regional country, a neighbor of Iraq, a country that is very likely to suffer severe consequences as a result of military action in Iraq, and a country that has already suffered a great deal as a result of the Gulf War, plus the public sentiment, which is against war. But I think the Turkish public will also come to a more balanced understanding of what is at stake when all the facts after the discussions in the United Nations are put before them.
Are you concerned about the Kurdish population in Turkey? The Kurdish population in Iraq, as you know, at the end of the Gulf War, got very ambitious.
Yes, that's a matter of concern. I think I would be lying to you if I said, no, we are not concerned with that. We are concerned with that. But more in the context of preserving the territorial integrity of Iraq. Our concern is not primarily that there will be an independent Kurdish state there, because none of the countries in the region, starting with Baghdad, Iran, Turkey, and Syria, will not support, sustain, or allow independent Kurdish state in that region. So it's not really possible for one to thrive in that region. But what is more important than that is making sure that Iraq stays together. Because if Iraq, if you start fragmenting Iraq along either ethnic or religious lines, you will be sowing permanent seeds of intolerable tension into the region.
Is the question only about ground troops? Is there any question about use of Turkish air bases in them?
I think the use of air bases and seaports is less of a question than ground forces that will have to be stationed in Turkey. Why? Well, first, because it requires parliamentary approval. And second, because action through the north and northern front will look as if the country is being invaded not just from the south but also from the north. This would create image problems for Turkey. But then it's a choice that this government has to make when the time comes. The future of the Turkish economy, the future of our relations with the United States, the future of our relations with the Western world are all other factors that will impinge on the ultimate balance sheet that will be before the Turkish government and before the Turkish parliament.
I imagine the U.S. military planners are feeling a squeeze here. They've deployed tens of thousands of U.S. troops. Forces are on their way to the region. They would like to put them somewhere. Turkey would be a prime spot.
Very much so. That is, in fact, a problem with which we are trying to deal together, Americans and Turks. The timelines are different. The priorities are different. The priority of the United States is Iraq, and what to do and how to do about Iraq. And the Turkish side says, well, I have my own constitutional and democratic requirements. You have to be patient with me.
Faruk Loğlu is Turkey's ambassador to Washington.